get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Golf is the language spoken here every Sunday on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, and thank you for making Tee to Green part of your weekend listening. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenoff, we're on the road this weekend. We've ventured away from our home at the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, and we are live at the fabulous Keystone Resort in the Colorado Mountains. We're about 70 miles west of Denver. Great resort and two great golf courses here, the River Course and the Ranch Course. We've been here before, but in the past we broadcast from the River Course. Today for the first time, we broadcast from the Ranch Course. Today for the first time, we are broadcasting live at the River Course. It's a 13-year-old Hertz and Fry design, a par 71 tucked in just off of Highway 6 here in Keystone. And joining us to tell us about Keystone and the Keystone River and the Keystone Ranch Courses today, we've got the director of golf and our host here, Steve Cornelier, will be with us today on Tee to Green. And we'll also hear from Laura Parquette. She is the senior communications manager here at the Keystone Resort. We'll find out about some of the goings on, not only golf-wise, but resort-wise and Summit County-wise this summer of 2012 here in the Keystone area in the mountains just west of Denver. Great show lineup for you today, and we will get things rolling in just a little bit here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Don't forget to check us out, our website, teetogreenradio.com. And you can go to our website and link to our Facebook page as well. Tell us you like us. We're live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. And we're going to tee it up with Steve Cornelier next on Tee to Green Radio.
Hi, I'm a home. The one with a roof, walls, and all the things that make me yours. Things like your comfy couch, entertainment center, and that lamp you just couldn't live without. These are the things that you could lose in a flood. And homeowners insurance doesn't cover floods. Even just a few inches of water in your home can cost you tens of thousands of dollars. But in moderate to low-risk areas, flood insurance starts as low as $129 a year. Visit floodsmart.gov to learn what a flood could cost you.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America.
They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Segment of Key to Grain brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family past 100 years and preparing for the next 100. Swan Law Funeral Directors, they're at 501 North Cascade in Colorado Springs, or online at swanlaw.com. This is America's longest running network radio golf show. You found it. It's Key to Grain. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff. And a couple of weeks ago, I called Jerry up and I told Jerry two words, road trip. And we are on the road this weekend, Keystone, Colorado, the Keystone Resort with Key to Grain.
We love them. And I think it was more than a couple of weeks ago, but one of our favorite places to come to got out of some of the 90-degree front range heat this weekend. So we're enjoying the pleasant mountain air today.
Definitely. Clean, fresh, cool mountain air. Could be a little warmer, but we'll take it. And joining us right now, just across the table from us here at the Keystone River Course Clubhouse, Steve Cornelier, who is our host this weekend and the director of golf here at both the Keystone courses, the Ranch Course and the River Course. And he's the guy who called me and said, "Would you like to come on a road trip?" Steve, how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning to all of our Tee to Green listeners. Boy, I tell you. Little nip in the air, you know, and about 40 degrees this morning, but it's going to warm up 65, 70 degrees. So, you know, you'll have those short sleeves on it by 10 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah, if you're trying to beat the heat, hit up the hill. Join us at Keystone.
Speaking of the weather, what kind of a winter did you guys have here? And spring came a little early, didn't it?
Well, it did. It was hard to find a balance to skiing this winter, but we still had some great skiing out there. And we started early at the River Course at Keystone. We had our earliest opening ever on May 5th. Normally we'd get open around May 18, 19, 20, but because of we just didn't have that spring snow this year, so it was easy to get out there and start getting the crews in early and tee it up that much earlier.
So were there a lot of days, though, where you could have skied and then taken off the skis, got the golf clubs out, and played 18?
You could have at one of our ski areas just up the hill from us. You could be skiing and then coming down here in the afternoon and playing some golf.
Wow. I mentioned in the open this course here opened in 2000, the River Course. The Ranch Course is the older of the two, isn't it?
That's right. That's the senior member of our golf family here, Keystone Ranch, designed by Robert Trent Jones, Jr., that we opened in 1980. And then we opened the River Course at Keystone, designed by Dr. Michael Herdson and Dana Fry, in 2000.
We're going to be at the Ranch Course, by the way, next month, circle July 22nd. That's a Sunday. And we'll be back here and broadcasting from the Ranch Course. But tell us about the River Course. What's the background and history?
Well, you know, the Ranch, that's a true test of golf designed by Robert Trent Jones, Jr., and we wanted the second golf course that complemented that and yet contrasted it and yet provide the same service with all of our golfing staff here. And we told Dr. Michael Herdson and Dana Fry that we needed a course that was designed for the resort player, something with bigger greens, wider fairways, easier access, maybe some less hazards, but still put a challenge in there for the better golfer as well. And we gave them a great piece of land to carve out their routing for 18 holes. Example, the very first hole, you stand up and you can see almost all of Colorado. 100-foot elevation drop from the back tee to the fairway. The 16th hole, 180-foot elevation drop, par 4, 509 yards long.
Yeah.
And then the 18th hole, about 130-foot elevation drop, and then a slight grade back uphill, a reachable par 5. And I told Dr. Michael Herz and Dana Fry, I said, I need an opening statement on that first hole that commands your attention, that you feel, you know, you are playing golf in the mountains of Colorado. And then when we got to 18, and through the routing, I said, even as good as that first hole was in that opening statement, I need a closing statement that reminds you, you just played golf in the mountains in Colorado. And I tell people, if you look to the east, you can see the Atlantic. If you look to the west, you can see the, never mind. And you know what? They did give us that kind of routing. And it was in January of 1996, Dr. Michael Herzen saw the piece of land we were giving him. And it was just heavily forested. And we're snowshoeing in January after about 10 days of fresh snow. And we're on the 13th tee box. No tee box at that time. We're holding aerials and topo maps and everything else. And Mike Herzen says, I can feel this one, Steve. It's a par 5 uphill. It looks long. It'll be certainly reachable for the big hitters, maybe in two. And we start plowing through and trailblazing through the willows and the aspen and the pine trees, and we run over a herd of elk just bedded down that lazy Friday afternoon.
Wow.
So a lot of history and fun putting this one together.
When you're making your first tee shot over 50-foot pine trees, I guess that is a statement of some sort. Since the river course has opened, I mean, you've had various groups and all sorts of people, regular players here and tourists and groups coming in. Obviously, everybody has certain tastes. Is one become more of a favorite than the other? Is it pretty equal? Or how often do you talk to people a lot about that sort of thing?
You know, certainly when we opened the river course in 2000, just like a grand opening for anything, the first few years, man, everyone gravitated to the river and wanted to test it, see what the flavor was, and what was the shot making all about, and what was, could I score on that golf course too? The one thing that we have found that is really enlightened the hearts of golfers is the ladies. In fact, we designed a lot of these tee boxes with ladies in mind. Our homeowners and our regular players said, Steve, if you're going to design something with elevated tees for the men, make sure you give me elevated tees, you know, for the ladies. And the ladies love this course. In fact, it's been rated one of the top golf courses for ladies in the United States, you know, by Golf Digest and when Golf for Women was published. So we've always ranked in basically the top 10. So a lot of different design elements, again, that we found. However, the better golfer says, you know, I have enjoyed this and I like playing it, but I'm going to go back to the ranch. So we have gotten a good blend for both of our golf courses for quite a audience and quite a mix, you know, from high handicappers, low handicappers, conference attendees. So we mix it up for both. And we do open the river first each season, close it last, just due to the playability of the course and the way the sun rises and the sun sets and the growing season. But I tell you, we've got a perfect blend of, it's a cool combination of both of them.
Yeah, sure, it certainly is. We're at the River Course Clubhouse, the River Course, the Ranch Course here at the Keystone Resort in the mountains of Colorado. And we stayed last night at the Keystone Lodge, thanks to our hosts there. And we will be back here in July, and we'll broadcast that day from the river course, from the ranch course, rather, and we'll tell you a little bit more about that Robert Trent Jones design. You came out of an unusually warm winter into spring a little earlier than usual. What sort of challenges has that presented for not only the river but the ranch course as well?
Well, I tell you what, it's never easy, no matter where you live, whether you're a superintendent in Florida or in the mountains of Colorado, to grow grass. You know, we have to remind people, we have to grow it before we mow it. And the one thing we need in the mountains is a lot of snow and a lot of insulation to protect that grass and the crown of the plant. This year we didn't have as much snow, and therefore there's a bit of a concern out there sometimes that when you don't have that, the plant doesn't rebound as fast in the spring. It comes out of winter a little bit slower. Today's June 10th. We opened early. The greens are filling in, but for June 10th, we're pleased with what we have out there. But it's a challenge for all the agronomists, the superintendents, the people with irrigation. And even though we feel like we should be like July 10th today, based on the nice warm temperatures we've been having in the 70s already, the grass still responds to where the height of the sun is, too. We're just getting into the longest days, so our growing season is really just starting right now. even though we've got some very good course conditions out there.
Do you aerate in the spring, and do you do that before you even open up here?
A lot of times we will aerate in the spring, but we did not aerate this year. We still had some aeration holes filling in from last year because we punched the greens after we closed last year. So we didn't aerate this spring. We've been top dressing, we've been verticutting, been rolling the greens. We've put down two applications of fertilizer already this year. So, you know, and we need one good rain and things are not quite like Augusta National, but
but you'll take it.
Yeah, you betcha. We've had good comments from golfers already.
Yeah. Steve Cornelier is our guest, the director of golf here at Keystone Resort, the River Course, the Ranch Course. And, Steve, hang around, and we'll talk a little more, okay?
You bet.
Don't wander off too far. We are live at the Keystone Resort. We're also live and in real time on the Internet if you want to listen to us and you are away from your favorite radio station or can't pick us up. On satellite radio, sportsbyline.com is where you'll find us. You can link to that website from our website, t2greenradio.com. And we will take a break. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff from Keystone, Colorado on T to Green. Back after this.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5-cent fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLure1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLure1.com.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or something?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Hey, don't forget, for all your repair and remodeling needs, it's at your service. There's no job too small or too big. Just call Daryl at 719-216-2717. or shoot them an email at atyourservice@hotmail.com. Tell him what you need done, and he'll get it done for you. At Your Service, more than a handyman. Daryl at yourservice@hotmail.com. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, At Your Service today, and we are live at the Keystone Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. A little road trip for us as we left our regular home at the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. We are in the mountains, I-70 west of Denver, just a little over an hour's drive from the Mile High City, and easily accessible to all of the folks along the Colorado Front Range from south to Pueblo, north to Fort Collins. Two great golf courses here. If you're a golfer in Colorado and have not played the ranch or the river, you need to do so. And we're going to tackle the river course this afternoon, Jerry.
We are. Right, and we're just resort kind of guys, aren't we? Yeah. Every place we go has got a resort to the tag named after it.
First of two trips here. We'll be back next month, and we'll be broadcasting from the ranch course with the river course today. We just heard from Steve Cornelier, director of golf here for both courses. And on the other side of the table from us right now is Laura Parkett. She's the senior communications manager for the Keystone Resort in her first year at Keystone. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. And in your first year here, tell us a little bit about your background and your experience and how you ended up here at Keystone.
Sure. Well, I've been here since December now. Actually came from the hills of West Virginia, so I've been at a resort in West Virginia called Snowshoe for the last 4 years. I'm a Boston native, big Red Sox fan, and spent my college years at Syracuse, so also an Orange woman.
a little bit of diverse background there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, when you first got here, your initial impressions of Keystone and the new job?
You know, it is just so beautiful here. There is so much going on. It's so convenient. You know, coming from a place that was a little bit isolated, you know, being just an hour from Denver, you can get here really, really easily. We're right off the highway. You know, Steve gave a great overview of all of our golf courses, but there's just so much else to do in and around the resort.
Yeah. We've been talking, and we are a golf show, so we've been talking about golf. But if you bring the kids, bring the wife, bring the rest of the family, and you hit the golf course, you're not going to leave them stuck in the room by themselves, are you?
Absolutely not. There's so much going on. Whether they want to hit our mountain biking trails, we have 100 miles of single track downhill mountain biking lift service. Tons of great hiking. We've got a 5-acre lake with catch and release fishing. We host fishing derbies very often, and tons of great events throughout the summer season.
Yeah.
And the when we were driving up yesterday, there were a lot of sailboats out in the Dillon Reservoir. That's something that certainly people can take advantage of.
Yeah,
also.
Absolutely. You know, Summit County itself, you know, we're just a couple miles from Breckenridge and downtown Breck and everything that goes on there. Like you said, Dillon Reservoir, it's just a beautiful area. And, you know, like we've said over and over, lots and lots going on.
Are there any, I know we're coming into the heavy time of the year for you, and the 4th of July weekend is just around the corner. Are there any major events you got planned this year?
Absolutely. So both of our golf courses are already open, but the rest of the mountain opens for the summer this coming weekend. So June 15th, we kind of kick off our summer season with our mountain biking, our scenic lift rides to the top of the mountain. We host every Friday afternoon something that we called Friday Afternoon Club, or FAC, live music up on the summit, barbecue, lawn games, cornhole, ladder ball, all of those great fun summer activities. But we also have a great event schedule. Coming up on June 23rd, we have the Blue Ribbon Bacon Tour. So I don't know anybody
sweet.
That doesn't love bacon.
Jerry's back for that. I can guarantee you that.
2,000 pounds of bacon. So we have a little cook-off competition, both savory and sweet categories. Bacon Bloody Marys, just a lot going on, live music in the village. So it's a really fun event. So we'll definitely have to get you guys back for that.
Wait a minute. Bacon Bloody Mary? You got to explain that one.
Well, there's now bacon-flavored vodka. So I don't know if you guys have seen the flavored vodka scene has erupted over the last couple of years, and they've added bacon to it now. So you put that in with your traditional Bloody Mary mix, garnish it with a piece of nice crispy bacon, and it's a great way to start a weekend.
There's also, Jay, I don't know if you knew this, there's also cake-flavored vodka now, which I sampled at one of the places in Springs, and no.
But you're up for the bacon.
I am up for the bacon. Well, who wouldn't be?
Yeah. Laura Parkett with the Senior Communications Manager at Keystone Resort. Laura, what else you got going on this summer?
Well, following the bacon tour, if wine and jazz is more your style, we have our Keystone Wine and Jazz Festival July 13th through 15th. We are doing a new event with that festival this season up on the summit. And we are going to have all wines that are over $100 a bottle. So something that not everyone gets to sample regularly, really reasonably priced event as part of that festival weekend. And then following Wine and Jazz, we have probably our biggest and most well-known event of the summer, and that is the Keystone Bluegrass and Beer Festival. So a little something for everyone throughout the summer. Bluegrass and Beer is August 4th through 5th. It is one of the longest-running beer and bluegrass festivals in the country. Some big-name bluegrass acts this year. We've got three stages going on throughout that weekend, and we're also going to have some instructional seminars this time around with the Bluegrass Festival. So learn how to pick or songwrite or... there's a bunch going on.
And when you talk about having things up on the summit, are you talking about the main front part of the mountain that faces east then?
Correct. Okay. This is the summit of Durka Mountain. So one gondola ride up, but of course we also have our mountaintop dining throughout the summer months. So if you want to take two gondolas and go up and have dinner at 11,444 feet, we offer that every weekend throughout the summer.
I like it. 11,444. Now everybody knows the tourism industry has struggled a little bit over the last few years. The economy in general has been down. What kind of signs are you seeing for this year that maybe show that it's going to come back a little bit?
You know, we've definitely have seen some good early booking numbers. I think getting the golf courses open early was a great sign. I think, you know, the warmer weather that we've seen earlier in the season is a great sign as well. People want to get out and do things, recreate outside, and, of course, we offer lots and lots of options here at Keystone. So, you know, like you guys said, you can get out and play around on the golf course while the family hangs out at the lake, maybe takes a little paddle boat out, or a kayak, or goes hiking up on the mountain, heads over to Dillon or Breckenridge, or attends one of our events.
People in the tourism business, such as you are, have you guys had to work a little harder, be a little more creative to get folks to come up?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everybody has a choice on how they spend their money, so we want to make it well worth their while to come out to Keystone. And I think the variety of activities that we offer, we have some great summer packages, so some stay-and-play packages for our event weekends, great deals available on our website.
We want to ask you, and a little bit later in the hour, you can tell us about a couple of your stay-and-play packages, okay?
Absolutely.
When you look at the type of your customers, the people that come to Keystone, and all the events that you talked about with Summit County, do they pretty much stay here at the resort, or do they get out and partake as well in some of the other stuff?
Because Keystone is set up as an inclusive resort, you know, we typically see people staying with us. We have over 1,000 different lodging options, lots of condos that include full kitchens. So for families, it's really convenient. You know, you can get up, make a bowl of cereal right in your condo in the morning, get that coffee maker going, and then head out for your day. Most of our condos also have pools and hot tubs, so great amenities that come with your lodging. Then you can use our free in-resort transportation system to move around. You can park your car once you get here. You don't have to get in it again until you leave. So nice and convenient, especially for the families.
And we can attest to last night, there's some great fish feeding opportunities at Keystone Lake. We were tossing some of the little nuggets out to those lunker trout that are in there last night.
Yeah, those are some big fish. So actually, as part of our opening weekend festivities next weekend, we are going to host a kids fishing derby on Sunday afternoon. We do that very often throughout the summer. Totally free. You just have to bring your own pole. But you're almost guaranteed to catch something, I think, when you throw anything out in that lake. You guys have seen it.
They're pretty voracious eaters. They scare the ducks away. It's amazing, yes.
Some of those were so big, they might pull a couple of the kids through the
lake. Yeah. We got to make sure they stand behind the railing, you're right.
So, do you have a full-time staff that assists you in putting all these things together?
I do. I have a coordinator that works for me full-time year-round. We have a lot going on in the summer and winter. Steve was talking to you guys before the show started. We have 800 travel bloggers coming in next weekend as part of the TBEX, which is a travel blog exchange conference. So we're going to be showing lots and lots of people what Keystone has to offer in the summer.
Yeah, so you got to put your best foot forward there, and I know you will.
Absolutely.
When you host a large, you can host large groups, you can host small groups, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Keystone has a very vibrant conference business. We have the largest conference center in the Rocky Mountains right across the street from the Keystone Lodge where you guys are staying this weekend. So we see lots and lots of groups come in. Obviously, you know, next weekend we have a big group of media coming in all at once. But throughout the summer we also host media on an individual basis as well.
And I imagine even though it's summer and you're geared up for all the summer events, it's not that far away from that first snowfall as well, so you already probably have some things going as far as the ski season?
Absolutely. We're always thinking winter. We are in the ski business. We have a great summer business, but ski business is kind of our bread and butter, so always looking towards the next season. This will be my first full season at Keystone, so I'm looking forward to that, being able to plan some stuff out. Definitely already talking to the long lead publications, the industry publications, and we have some exciting things coming up this winter. We've kind of rebranded our resort, focused more on families. We've always been a family resort, but we're doing some new and exciting things, so we can't talk about just yet, but hopefully when you guys are back on July 22nd, we can preview some of those winter activities that we have.
Are you a skier and a golfer, or one or the other, or where do your athletic interests lie?
I'm a snowboarder. I've put the
I'm
two
sorry.
Points away. Yeah. There's some joke about my dad being embarrassed by that, right? But, I snowboard. I'm an all right golfer. I'm pretty good at sitting in the cart and drinking beer. That's kind of
Oh, she should ride along with us. We've got an extra seat for our round
it
today.
Sounds
you
good.
Can
it's
tag
be a
along.
Beautiful day, yeah, for sure.
Laura Parquette is our guest, Senior Communications Manager for the Keystone Resort here in Colorado. What sort of a ski season did you have this year? Was there adequate snow, or did you guys have to rely on your snowmaking a lot, or what?
You know, the snow was a little bit lighter than we usually see in Colorado during the winter, but we have an amazing snowmaking system here at Keystone. We're one of the first resorts in the country to open every year, so we always rely on our snowmaking to get open early and have a great variety of terrain available for our guests. So, you know, we just kind of amped that up this year and made a little bit more snow than we're used to, but we had great conditions. You know, we still had some powder days. We had great bluebird days. The groomers were in great shape right through the end of our season in early April. So wasn't a terrible season at all.
Laura's going to be back to tell us about some special bargains coming up for you this summer here at the Keystone Resort. We'll take a break. Laura, thanks, and we'll see you in just a little bit.
Sounds good.
Laura Parquette, Senior Communications Manager, with us on Tee to Green. We are worldwide on American Forces Radio, across the Sirius and XM satellite radio dial, and coast-to-coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Of all the things invented in 1962, some have faded away, like cassette tapes, and others are still very much with us, like lava lamps and Motel 6. Yep, Motel 6 is celebrating 50 years of giving travelers a good night's rest and saving you more for what you travel for. But we're just getting started. In fact, the longer you watch us, the better we get. Kind of like a lava lamp. Trippy. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6. 50 years and the light's still on.
The high cost of healthcare and prescription drugs has burdened many Americans. At Canada Pharmacy, you can buy prescriptions like Lipitor, Viagra, and Advair at a price that can't be beat. Canada Pharmacy currently serves over 500,000 Americans for their medication needs. With our 24-hour customer service, you can place your order and save up to 80% on your prescriptions. Order today from the largest mail-order pharmacy. Call us toll-free at 800-298-0418. Canada Pharmacy, the healthy choice. 800-298-0418.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. It's Tee to Green, the golf show on the road this week. We're at the Keystone Resort, fabulous Keystone Resort, up in the mountains of Colorado, off of I-70, west of Denver, near Lake Dillon. All sorts of great things happening up here this summer in Summit County, and we'll get into that just a little bit. But anytime, Jerry, that you're on a road trip, you need a great vehicle to get you on that road trip. And transportation for Tee to Green is provided by STI Fleet Services, the Denver office, and the Kia Motor Company. This week's Drive of the Week is a 2012 Kia Optima Hybrid. Drove it up here yesterday, got great gas mileage. The gas meter barely moved from the time we left Colorado Springs till we got up here. Didn't get a chance to really rate the vehicle yet. We always do this. The Drive of the Week rated on our drive scale, drivability, rideability, image, value, and economy. But we'll figure that out. It'll go up on our website. You can find out what we liked and didn't like about the 2012 Kia Optima Hybrid. Drive of the Week at teetogreenradio.com.
It's got one of those push-button start things, and it plays a little musical tune when you turn your vehicle on and off. I'm not sure I'm totally into that, but Laura across the way, she's texting all her friends that she's on the radio here. That's really cool. That is what you're doing, right?
Say I'm actually trying to pull up KeystoneResort.com and get you guys some package pricing, but yes, also telling everybody on the East Coast that I'm on the radio.
Laura Parquette is the Senior Communications Manager for the Keystone Resort, and coming up we'll have Steve back with us, Steve Cornelier. He's going to give us a
He's going to give us a golf tip about playing in the mountains.
We could probably use one
before we head out here in an hour and a half or so, or whenever we're taking off here. So
when can't we use it?
no kidding.
But Laura's got some great stay and play packages and things like that are happening at Keystone this summer. And we can get her away from her phone for just a second.
Like I said, I'm trying to pull up those price points for you guys. These are things that I don't have ingrained in my head yet, but all of those prices are available on KeystoneResort.com. Our Facebook page is also a great way to stay in touch here with happening at both the river and the ranch courses. We're always posting new pictures, great deals, things that are happening, events all the time. So a great way to stay in touch.
So social media, how much do you guys are you guys relying on that these days?
A lot. You know, it's a way that people live their lives now. You know, lots of people, they get to work in the morning and they're on Facebook first thing, kind of going through their news feed and see what's happening with all of their friends and the brands that they love to support. And we appreciate when anyone has liked us on Facebook, and we try to keep that content updated on a daily basis. Very heavy on photos and videos. We like people to be able to see what's going on rather than just tell them what's going on. Twitter as well, we're really active on Twitter. And we have joined the Pinterest craze. So I don't know if you guys are on Pinterest.
No,
but,
we're not.
I don't even know what that is.
it's a little bit more female-focused, I'll be honest with you. It tends to be very heavily female on there. But it is a way to kind of put all the things that you find on the Internet that you like into one place. So you can make boards based on different genres, if you will. So home improvement, style, food, vacations. So we have boards on there where you can see lots and lots of our lodging properties, take different tours, plan a vacation based on your family's preferences. So it's just a cool way to interact. Like I said, a little bit more female-focused, but fun nonetheless.
You mentioned earlier that Jay and I are staying at the Keystone Lodge and Spa. Obviously, or I'm guessing that, you know, when people come up and they want to golf and stay, you can set them up with whatever type of place they want to stay in. If they want to have a condo with a kitchen or something like that where they can, you know, bring up all their, you know, make their own meals and everything. You've got all that available, I imagine.
Absolutely. So you guys are in a more traditional hotel-style setting. Great lobby. The spa is just downstairs. We have our Bighorn Steakhouse downstairs as well as the Tenderfoot Lodge. So nice and convenient. You're right on Highway 6, and you've got the free shuttle that takes you anywhere you want within the resort. But we also have lots and lots of condo properties, like you said. Also some single-family homes. We're seeing lots and lots of guys taking the mancation, which is a new buzzword in the travel industry. We also see a lot of bachelor parties. You know, they're kind of moving away from the Vegas-style vacation and going out and doing stuff together. So, you know, you can play a round of golf at both of our great courses. You can go out and mountain bike together. You can go and visit a lot of the breweries that are right here in Summit County. We also have a new distillery over in Breckenridge. So it makes for a great vacation. And then you can all stay in one big house, keep the fridge nice and stocked, and go out and grill on the porch after a round of golf. It makes for a great weekend.
That is a man weekend right there, definitely.
For sure. And we can tell people, too, if they probably already do this and have thought of it. When you come up, you talked about Facebook and social media. You can take pictures, take photos, and post them right to Facebook. Hey, we're on vacation. Or when you get home, you could do it. I imagine you see a lot of that. Right?
Absolutely. Make all your friends jealous. Show them what you're doing up here in the mountains under the beautiful Colorado sunshine. But for sure, our fans are very, very active, particularly on our Facebook page. We get lots of people interacting, showing what they've done during their Keystone vacation, which we love because everybody does different things when they're up here in the mountains, different styles of vacation. So it's nice to see. And I did finally get my phone to cooperate, guys,
all
so
right.
I can let you know.
Right.
Stay
right.
in play.
Beautiful.
126 per person.
Okay.
So stay in play. That gets you a hotel room as well as a round of golf at one of our great courses.
And you can go online and find out more on that package. Ahead.
Absolutely, yep.
And, you know, as a marketing person, I know that you guys can advertise and do all these creative things, but is there anything better than good referral business from people that have already been here?
Absolutely not. You know, word of mouth is really the most powerful marketing tool that's out there, and that's why we really concentrate on the guest service here at Keystone. You know, we want you to feel special every time that you're here. We want to make a vacation that's right for you and your family or the group that you're traveling with. We know everybody's different. Everybody vacations differently, and we think that we've done that really well. We had some of the highest net promoter scores we've ever had ever in the company. So all of Vail Resorts, you think about all of the great properties that we manage, but Keystone this winter really set the bar very, very high for guest service and guest satisfaction.
And if guests do post anything on Facebook, photos, reviews, and of course they're positive, it's free advertising too, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, the internet is a powerful tool. Between Facebook, Twitter, TripAdvisor, Yelp, there's so much stuff out there now, and we're using all of it, and we monitor all of it as well. You know, if someone doesn't have the best experience here at Keystone, we want to fix it for them and for the next person. So we always keep an eye on all of those sites and do everything we can to make every vacation 100% good for the people that are enjoying it.
You mentioned Vail Resorts. Vail Resorts is the parent company of Keystone. Is that how it works?
It is. It is. And, of course, you know, we have lots and lots of Vail Resorts epic pass holders here in the state of Colorado. As a pass holder, you get some great discounts here at Keystone for our golf courses. So if you have that pass, we call it the Flash the Pass program. Come into our pro shop and flash that epic pass, and we'll get you some great rates on the course.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that covers it. Thanks, guys.
Don't forget the stay and play package, $126. Find out more at Keystone.com, right?
KeystoneResort.com. You got it.
KeystoneResort.com. Okay, we're going to switch, do a little switcheroo here.
A little change on the fly here.
We'll bring
a hockey term in since the Stanley Cup Finals are still going on. And
Steve Cornelier
bring
back
Steve back on.
Are the Minnesota North Stars in there? Never mind.
Yeah.
And you've got... We tease this a little bit. You've got a golf tip for us for playing in the mountains.
You know, I could start with, don't feed the wildlife. You know, but when you're in the mountains, we're at 9,340-foot elevation. And I was mentioning earlier the big vertical drops we have. And a lot of golfers from the Midwest will ask me, does the ball go further here? And how many clubs do I use, not use, et cetera? And I said, yes, the ball does go further here. It goes further out of bounds. It goes further into the lake. Further into the hazard. So the strategy doesn't change in terms of golf, in terms of from tee to green. So just make sure you don't bring that gorilla swing with you because you will find yourself in trouble more often than not. So that's the tip of the day. You know, just strategize. The shot making doesn't change. And, yes, the ball does go further out of bounds.
We were talking earlier to Steve about the elevation changes here at the river course, especially. And the very first tee, you're over 100 feet above the fairway when you're teeing off. Just think about that. That's comparable to standing on the roof of a 10-story building and hitting it down to the street below. That's pretty amazing.
Well, I think it's very exhilarating, too. When you get up there, you're just in, you know, the true meaning of awesome is right in front of you. You're looking at the Continental Divide and 14,000 peaks of grays and tories. So I think for a lot of people, even if you're from the Front Range, you're, you know, surrounded by mountainscapes that you just don't see on a day-to-day basis.
It's interesting playing mountain golf or, you know, unless you're playing golf in the very far eastern part of Colorado. I mean, you get a pretty good view just about anywhere you're golfing in Colorado. But every course has its own little distinct features that are around it, and certainly both of your courses here fall right into that category.
Well, a lot of people have even stated it's like going to an amusement park. You know, it goes up, it goes down, it goes left, right. You know, hold on to your seat, you know. So it's a lot of fun, and I think Mike Kurdzen and Dana Fry really used our landscape that we gave them to put in this routing here. And that's why it has a personality totally unlike the ranch, which has the links-style golf that we'll talk about July 22nd on the show, too. So we got a cool combination, you know, serviced by the same family of staff here for driving that experience.
I know you were very involved in you know, talking to those guys about the design here. It's amazing sometimes how those golf course designers, you'll take them up to a certain point, and they'll just stand there for 20 minutes, and they won't really say anything. They'll just start looking around And did those guys kind of do something like that, or were they a little more vocal when they were looking at the property here?
They did, because this is one of their first real mountain designs. You know, they've designed some things in other places with elevation changes, but here you're dealing with the elements of the mountain. And that also meant, you know, how we grow grass here too. You know, where you put your greens, where you put your tee boxes, where the sun comes in, whether it's early May or late September too. So there are a lot of elements, but I think that's one thing in terms of the pace of play sometimes is slowed down because people are just awestruck, you know, about, okay, hit the ball, you know.
Well, they're getting the cameras out more often than some other places,
yeah,
aren't they?
We'll take the pictures later so you can send them to your friends, you know.
Steve, who are your golfers here at Keystone? Where do they come from primarily?
Well, you know, we certainly host a lot of Front Range golfers. We have a lot of promotional programs, just like Laura was talking about. You know, if you're a pass holder, you can flash your pass and get your deals. We have a lot of resort guests. We're still, you know, the heart and soul of a lot of our destination guests are right out of the Midwest. You know, whether it's St. Louis, Kansas City, you've got Dallas, Houston, Omaha, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Minneapolis, Chicago, which is both a fly and drive market. So we've got a combination of fly and drive, and you can still load up that Wally wagon or whatever you're driving, you know, and haul it out here.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll wrap things up from the Keystone Resort. We're at Keystone River, the golf course clubhouse, the river course. We'll be at the ranch course on July 22nd. Steve Cornelier is our guest here on Tee to Green, the golf show.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5 cents fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action.
It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLure1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLure1.com.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
This segment of Tea to Green brought to you in part by Squanthaw Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years and preparing for the next 100. Squanthaw Funeral Directors, 501 North Cascade, Colorado Springs, online at swanlaw.com. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, we're live, Keystone Resort here in the mountains of Colorado. And we're not done yet. Jerry's here to quickly take us on tour.
Major season, a couple of them going on this weekend. The LPGA Championship outside of Rochester at Locust Hill. Yoon-hee Jee is the leader after three rounds at minus four. One better than Kari Webb, who had the round of the day yesterday with a 68. Stacey Lewis, Suzanne Pedersen, Julia Sergis, and NB Park, some former major champions. They're all lurking at minus two. And then there's about a dozen other players that are even par or better. You know, the last 2 years this tournament has been blowouts by Sen and Kerr. So this year there's a real battle at the end. So it'd be good viewing on Golf Channel on that one this afternoon. The tradition going on at Shoal Creek in Alabama. Tom Lehman on the Champions Tour shot a 5-under-67 yesterday to leap into the lead. He's two better than Peter Senior and Jeff Sluman. Four players at minus seven, including former Open champion, Senior Open champion Brad Bryant, and the regular tour at the St. Jude at the TPC Southwind in Memphis. John Merrick, Davis Love, trying to play himself onto his own Ryder Cup team.
Yep.
And Nick O'Hearn at minus six. They're one better than, there's six guys that are a shot back, including Dustin Johnson and Rory McIlroy.
Okay, next week, of course, the U.S. Open Olympic Club in San Francisco. We got a special show planned for you for that. We're wrapping things up from Keystone Resort. And our guest, Steve Cornelier, the director of golf at the Broadmoor. At the Keystone. We'll be back at the Broadmoor next week.
That's a penalty shot right there.
Steve, some final thoughts before we leave?
Well, take time to celebrate summer. You know, no matter how many strokes you take, you're playing golf, it's still a lot of fun.
All right, and we'll see you just a little over a month from now on the 22nd. A little bit, direction-wise, that
south.
Would be south from here.
Due south.
Due south from here at the ranch course.
But back-to-back with the river course.
All right. Thanks, Steve, and thank you for your hospitality this weekend.
Thanks to our listeners.
Steve Cornelier, Director of Golf here at Keystone Resort, and our other guest, Laura Parquette, Senior Communications Manager. We thank her for joining us as well. That's going to do it. Don't forget, KeystoneResort.com. Go online. Check out their stay and play packages. Their big one, $126, KeystoneResort.com.
And thanks to Jared for stepping in for Scott today and doing a great job at San Francisco back in his first job with us, and he does the road trip too.
Road trip just about over. We're hitting the golf course here in just a few minutes. We'll see you next week on Broadmoor. Till next time, as always, hit them long, hit them straight.